This is a podcast about adapting, overcoming, and thriving in life and business. I'm your host, Kirsty O'Brien, mum of four and meditation and mindfulness practitioner. And this is exactly where you're meant to be if you're ready to ditch the guilt and self-doubt and start showing up as the woman you were meant to be. This is the Mindful AF in Life and Business podcast. Welcome back to the Mindful AF in Life and Business podcast. You're with me, Kirsty O'Brien, and every now and again I'm going to be weaving in a workplace wellbeing series. So these little episodes are going to be little snapshots on ways that you can really be helping to create a thriving, well workplace culture. And today I wanted to talk about empathy and its role in our workplaces and its role in developing it as a skill, as a business owner, a leader, and an employee. So what is empathy? Empathy is pretty much the ability to step into someone else's shoes, to understand their feelings, their perspectives, and then use that understanding to then guide your actions. So it's about, you know, getting out of your own head and really understanding someone else's, you know, perspective. And in 2017, Business Solvers did a workplace empathy monitor report, and they actually found that empathy has a direct impact on employee productivity, loyalty, and engagement. And further studies have shown that, you know, people actually leave their workplaces and take lower paying salaries if they feel that that new workplace is more empathetic and that it has more empathetic leadership. And when empathy is present, you know, the workplace culture really has a strong theme of collaboration and teamwork. There's less stress, there's more social connections between the team, and there's increased resilience. So, you know, employees and leaders and owners bounce back quicker from change, from setbacks, from challenges that they face. And now more than ever with COVID, we have seen so many more changes and challenges to our workplaces. It's escalated health and safety risks. It's created instability. It's created even more stress and work-life challenges. And it really shows us, I believe, that for businesses to recover and thrive, empathy is not just a trait. You know, it's actually a skill that's to be valued, that can be learnt, and that it can be woven into our workplace cultures. I mean, you look at it, working remotely has meant Zoom is now more normal than face-to-face meetings. People may be overworking themselves, either because they are working remotely and the lines between work and home are blurred. I mean, a lot of people working remotely have reported that even though they were home with their families, they actually felt that they had less quality time because they were working more hours, they were working different hours, they were finding it really hard to switch off and step away. And then the other thing is, you know, people may be overworking themselves because of fear of job instability. You know, they just really feel like that it's a valued trait to be constantly on the clock so that they're seen as a valued employee. So what does empathy look like if you want to cultivate it as a business owner and you want to cultivate it as a leader and really help to weave this skill into your workplace culture? I think the first thing is active listening. Truly, truly listening to your coworkers, to your team, without the noise of your own thoughts and feelings. You know, really looking at when they're speaking to you, their body language, their tone, hearing them, not just listening to respond, but actually listening to hear them. Asking open-ended questions instead of leading questions, you know, taking your own emotions out of it and just really trying to understand what that person is telling you. And when you do this, this lets your employees, your co-workers, your team know that they are valued and that they are heard. You know, it really fosters authentic communication and thoughtful responses rather than reactivity. And then this also helps to create a safe working environment where people feel comfortable taking risks to voice their ideas and opinions. Secondly, foster social connections. Take an interest in your people. You don't have to be best friends, but it's really important to take the time to chat, you know, to really get to know the people that you're working with. Get to know what they're going through and what they're experiencing. Create the space to ask how people are coping and have referrals in place if people need support around their mental health and their well-being. Organize team building activities and lunches. Offer well-being workshops like mindfulness and stress management workshops and workshops that help people to really understand how they can be looking after their health. Create spaces in the workplace for people to go and relax and to reset their energy. Talk face-to-face or on the phone rather than just emailing all the time. You know, really sort of take that time to step away from the desk and be with your team. You know, be with the person that you're wanting to communicate with. The third one, prioritize your own self-care and well-being and boundaries. You know, when we are modeling well-being behaviors, it's easier then for other people to embrace them. When we're modeling boundaries, then it's easier for other people to embrace them as well, especially when we're leading them. And when you care for yourself, you are able to care for others. It's so simple, but it's so true. You know, and when we're caring for ourselves, we're better able to be there for our team. And lastly, be fully present and unplug. Quit the multitasking. Just focus on tasks. Encourage yourself and your team to have breaks where they step away from the computer to reset, to take the breath, to take the pause, to really, you know, recharge their mind. You know, and when people are talking to you, step away from the phone and the computer, the distractions, the noise, and let people see you practice presence in the workplace. I think if COVID has shown us anything, it's that we have to do business differently and that we can do business differently, and that the mental health and well-being of our teams, of our people, is an important part of our businesses thriving. So this was a quickie from me, but hopefully you found it packed with information on ways you can begin to consciously bring empathy into your workplace culture and ways that you can be honing this skill in your current role. I hope you enjoyed this first episode of my Workplace Wellbeing series. Keep an eye out for them. They'll appear along the way at least once a month. Thanks so much for listening. And if you loved this episode, I would be so grateful if you could take the time to leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends and family. I really appreciate you being here with me. And if you'd like to know more about what I do and for some free resources, please head on over to my website, teamko.com.au. And you can connect with me over on social media at Meditate with Kirstie.